Peter Prince, everybody. Thanks to Jed Durkin. So, I don't know if Peter remembers this. Peter played in, he had an act called Moon Boot Lover. But I don't know if you remember this, but I think we possibly might have had, we played, all right. We went to the University of, well, I don't know, you didn't go to the University of Buffalo, but you were at, where were you? You were at Buff State, right?
Yeah.
Chuck and I went to the University of Buffalo, and we had a band called Mo at the time, or five guys named Mo, I guess. And we did a gig, one of our first gigs was in, it was in a cafeteria with like a PA with like one speaker on a stick or something.
Monovision.
The good old days.
And Peter was there, and his backing band was Soul Live. It was like all of us together, not having any fucking clue that we'd still be doing this for a living probably at the time. But it was, I find that hilarious to think about.
Just children. Children.
Still children.
It brings a tear to my eye.
There was a time, additionally, several years later, when you guys were in Buffalo, and that's when Alan and Evan were in the group with you. We had moved to Albany. You guys were in Albany. The Ominous Sea Pods were in Albany. Free Beer and Chicken was in Albany. Conehead Buddha was in Albany. It was kind of insane, and it was, but we could barely sell 20 tickets ourselves to fill the Valentine's in those days. And I remember looking up to the Ominous Sea Pods because they were so successful, and they were our heroes. They were our buddies, but they were also our heroes. They were doing so well. And then one step beyond was the band God Street Wine. We also all looked up to them because they were the kings. They were the kings of the East Coast back then. Great pleasure to welcome Aaron Maxwell to the stage.
This one goes out to Jim and Marcy.